This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Radio coverage here at InfoWars. Great job, the crew. We'll continue with your calls after he leaves us. We have a lot of calls to get to. We've already gotten to a lot. Let me see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Arizona. Joseph, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. Basically, it starts with, I believe that someone's feeding him lines. And I say this because quite often during the debate, I guess I should say, he was touching his ear or doing simple signs over and over after he got off track. Then he would get back on track, shuffle his notes, and touch his ear again after he was slurring words and mispronouncing stuff. So I would put that out there, and he went back for his mask after forgetting it, being reminded by one of his agents. You know, that's kind of suspicious.
Brother, the whole thing's suspicious. He's a globalist criminal that sold the country out. If Trump couldn't even talk, I would still support him for his record. But I think that Trump won the debate. What did you think?
Question. It was pretty funny. I was laughing pretty much all the time during it.
Yeah, and look, I know folks wanted to be more vicious, but he got a lot of good points in. Thank you for the call, brother. Glad you called. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air. Or Mikey.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I was calling in to talk about the Biden situation. I don't know if, people seen it last night, but it was when he was talking about condemning the rioting and everything in the cities. He said he didn't hold public office, so I can call if I want to. You don't have to hold public office.
Well, that's a total cop-out. He's the Democrat nominee. They're doing it because they say they hate Trump. That is the biggest criminal cop-out. I'm glad you raised that. Oh, I don't hold office, so I don't condemn it. Wow.
Call in, I don't have to hold a seat in office to be able to call in, to condemn writing.
By the way, you do hold an office when you're the nominee. I mean, you're the guy running for president, and you don't condemn burning down and shooting people in the head for no reason?
You've been in office 47 years. It's ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. What would you have liked to have seen Trump say? I would have just said, this man wants your guns. This man wants your children. This man is a Chinese agent. He's your enemy. If you want to save the country, vote for me. We turn the economy around. They wrecked it with their fear-mongering. They want to keep us shut forever. They want to bankrupt this country. Don't let them do it. But notice they didn't get any opening statements. They didn't get any, you both have 5 minutes. Notice it wasn't a real debate style. It was Chris Wallace controlling everything.
I totally agree. He should have brought up the CDC, hide the numbers, and I really thought he was going to on that, but.
Well, he was being interrupted the whole time.
There's a lot of things I was hoping he was going to say, but he didn't. But like you said, he's got his people telling him to play his part, so.
That's right. All right, Mikey, thank you so much. Now, we've got Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit, which I think did the best job article-wise covering every facet of it. I literally read, 15 articles last night, about 20 today. Got a huge stack of Gateway Pundit articles right here. We're going to look at different angles of this, and we're going to get his take. How do you think Trump did? And we're also going to get his view on what he thinks should happen at the next debates. But here's my view. We're going to break right now for 60 seconds. Come back to Jim Hoff. Telemundo, 66%. They had a CNN focus group. Only one lady out of a group of people thought Biden won. Clearly he won. A lot of people are pissing you didn't attack enough. Well, you try having Chris Wallace attached to your leg, interrupting you constantly, and Joe Biden stumbling around. So Trump is the man in the arena. We salute him. We're very, very excited. And the biggest tell that Trump won, hands down, is the Democrats don't want any more debates now. Ha-ha! We'll be right back with Jim Hoff at GatewayPundit.com. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, he is a hard guy to get on. We really appreciate his work. He's Jim Hoff. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's with us for two segments, and we're going to go back to your calls and a bunch of news. Jim Hoff has had great coverage over at GatewayPundit.com. We covered the event live last night, the debate. Wow, to see Trump having to debate two people, to see him interrupting five times more, but still Trump clearly won. We would have liked to see Trump be able to get a word in edgewise. Jim Hoff, you're an astute fella, and then also canvassing the Internet. What do you think the biggest takeaway is from what we saw, this hugely anticipated presidential debate? I know the most anticipated in my lifetime. I mean, I guess Kennedy versus Nixon, in 1960 might have been as big. This was huge.
Yeah, I think Trump did pretty well. All things considered, I was disgusted with Chris Wallace. His behavior was just atrocious. I've never seen a debate moderator that biased and truly, he threw himself in the ring, and that was disgusting. I'm one of the people that will never watch that guy again. I didn't really watch him much anyway, to tell you the truth, Alex. I've known he's a never-Trumper since 2015, and I haven't watched his show since then. But this was his moment, and what's interesting is I think Trump accomplished one thing. He wanted to expose Joe Biden, and he absolutely did that. Joe Biden looked unhinged. He looked flustered. He was mean. His name calling was, certainly not presidential. And he also looked, disheveled. And
he looks like a crazy old man that shoots the kids that he catches in the pumpkin patch.
Right. And that's, I think, what Trump's goal was, obviously. I think the other big takeaway was this morning. I wasn't sure how things went. And then we saw, of course, as you mentioned, the poll from the Hispanic poll, which was amazing, and then this morning when I saw all of these Democrats, and I put up a list of a few of them who were like, this should be the last debate. We don't need any more debates. Yeah, this is really bad. We don't need debates. Alex, that tells you everything you need to know. Trump accomplished what he needed to do, and I think for your viewers too, Alex, and I know you remember this, but Trump's first debate against Hillary, he was pretty much milquetoast. It wasn't until the second and third debates that he really, came on strong and did exceptional.
That's what I said at the start of the broadcast is Trump's a late bloomer, and he kind of 50-50 first debate, destroyed her second and third debate. I think the Democrats know that. That's why they don't want more debates.
Absolutely. And Joe Biden was exposed, and good for Trump because he was asking Joe Biden the only hard questions. Chris Wallace refused to, and in fact, we saw Chris Wallace interrupt President Trump when he was trying to get some answers from Joe Biden about what he plans for this country, which, of course, as you've been reporting, as we've been reporting at Gateway Pundit, this guy is dangerous. His Democrat Party is out of their minds. And good for Trump for trying to get some straight answers from Joe, even though, you know, Biden wasn't, you know, he just wasn't honest. He wasn't honest about his son. He wasn't honest about his record. He wasn't honest about his intentions. And that's you know, should disqualify the guy.
I like how you did an article on James Woods and his takeaway and some other people, because it brought up some really good bullet points. What do you think the biggest zinger or zingers of the night were?
I think the biggest zinger was when, there's two points that we reported on last night. One is when Trump's asked Joe Biden, because again, Chris Wallace wanted to do this, but when he asked Joe Biden, so name a police force or a police union that supports you. And he couldn't. Of course he couldn't, because he's not, you know, he's for the Antifa mob. He's not for the police. So that was one zinger. And then Joe Biden stepping all over himself with the Green New Deal. He's trying to have it both ways. It just doesn't work out. He's not smart enough to, you know, to come across. And so I thought that was pretty important. The other thing, too, is he was asked a question about why he didn't call the Portland mayor or the Oregon governor. And he said, well, I'm not in office. And I think that was just a huge mistake for him, because it shows you this guy isn't up for the job, you know. So I think those are some key moments last night.
I totally agree with you. And of course, when you're the nominee, that is an office. You're running for the highest office in the land. You've been in government 47 years. The country's on fire. And to cop out and to go, oh, well, I don't get involved in that, when he knows that he's collecting the money from Black Lives Matter, he knows Soros is running this, was very transparent.
Right. And also he had time to meet with Jacob Blake, the rapist in Minnesota, but he couldn't call the Portland mayor. So, you know, there you have it.
What do you think Trump missed out and didn't do? I mean, I would have just said, hey, you want to take the guns. You guys are the ones that totally shut this country down. You're the ones that don't want it to reopen. You're the enemy. If people want prosperity, vote for me. I didn't like how they didn't get to have, you know, opening statements in their own little time to say something. I think this wasn't really a debate. I think it was two guys ganging up on the president.
I agree with you 100%. And I think, you know, it's interesting, too. You know, Trump was just nominated for his third Nobel Peace Prize the day of the debate. None of this came up, none of his foreign policy. I know that they'll probably talk about this later, is what they say. Trump didn't get to talk much about the economy.
Exactly.
Joe Biden lied about the economy. So there was a lot of, you know, gaps that can be covered in the next two debates.
Well, that's easy to say, because we had like a few minutes to just say, hey, I want to bring America back. I want to bring us together. I'm a populist. I'm a classic Americana.
Yeah.
I want to get us out of these useless wars. We've been doing it. I'm all about fulfilling my promises. You know, please vote for me, and just humanize himself, because he won the debate, but they were able, though. He got some good shots in, but they were just able to filibuster and blockade and change the subject. And I mean, again, I think Megyn Kelly was destroyed by her moderation of the debate 4 years ago. That ended her career.
Right.
And I think Chris Wallace just ended his career. It's great to have CNN fawning after you and the New York Times saying how you're a great guy. I mean, that's not where America is.
Right. I 100% agree. And I think he also exposed Fox News. We know, Alex, that there are some shows there that we love, some personalities we love. But the channel has really changed in the last 4 or 5 years. Maybe it's that Paul Ryan is on the board, but it certainly doesn't have the flavor of, you know, and even the panel they put on every time. I point this out at every debate. It's
horrible.
They got these Never Trumpers sitting on a panel. It's disgusting.
And then most of the time now, even the supposed patriot or the pro-Trump person is softball. They're weak. They lose on purpose. You can tell they've already pre-debated before, and they're just letting Juan Williams and them win debates that are so easy to win.
Yeah, yeah. It's awful. Who wants to listen to Juan Williams? What Fox viewer tunes in to listen to Juan Williams? I just think it's, I think it's outrageous. And then they have Donna Brazil on, of all people, who fed Hillary Clinton the questions in debates 4 years ago, and she's an expert now talking about last night's debate.
Exactly. That's like hiring somebody that's been caught scamming gambling in a football game or something, you know, a famous baseball player that's been caught rigging games, and now you're going to bring him on as like the referee to stop any gambling.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. And, of course, you know, I don't know if they even thought of that when they invited her on the panel. But I certainly, it was the first thing I thought of when I saw her sitting there last night. So, yeah, anyway, I think it was a as you can see and I can see and your viewers see, it was an outstanding night for Trump. And we know that because of the way the media is reacting today.
I agree. You know, I've seen nothing against these folks, but some of the Twitter conservatives saying Trump did a horrible job and then Twitter pushing that as a trend. I mean, look, it's easy to get Twitter to promote you if you say negative things about the president, even from a loyal opposition right. perspective. I just don't think that's accurate.
I agree with you, Alex. He exposed Joe Biden to be an ornery old man who's doesn't belong in the White House, doesn't have any ambition. It's even surprising that Joe got out of bed today. I think a lot of people are that he didn't call a lid because this was this took a lot out of him.
He got some video coming back of him today. He can barely talk. Jim Hoff's our guest. I want to look at the election itself, election fraud, and so much more with him. And that key point that Chris Wallace brought up to Trump about contesting the election.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. tumors, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Jim Hoft of thegatewaypundit.com, which has been a great site for many years, but it's very influential in the White House. I know it's one of the publications that the president watches. I know that some of his key team that are still, you know, patriots still have his ear watching because it's up to the minute. And we're just so glad to have it there as an asset for America and the world and all our families. And so I'm just hoping that Jim Hoft, who's been all over this, can formulate a plan or help us formulate a plan here on air to counter the 79 days of hell, as I'm calling it. We're 33 out from the election. Everybody thinks, oh, that's it. It'll be over. No. The deep state has said, we're going to hold it up. We're going to use the 20th Amendment. Pelosi will then have a vote on who the new president is. And they say, Podesta says in War Games, New York Times, they're doing this. And then Trump's like, oh, looks like mail-in ballots can be fraudulent. Oh, look, Ilhan Omar got busted. That's only part of it. It's holding up the election so that he doesn't get seated at the inauguration is their admitted plan, and we're sitting here like a deer in the headlights watching this rapidly approach us. So watch Chris Wallace last night, it's a short clip, where he tries to pin Trump down that, oh, we're going to contest, the Democrats are, but if you contest, they're contesting, and say you won, Zuckerberg, all of them, they're not going to let the president say it. And they're going to implement, if you think censorship's been draconian, they're saying tens of millions of users will be blocked starting election day. Already Facebook's curtailing Tucker Carlson, putting him on shadow ban. So it's here. And Trump's biggest failure is inaction on the censorship and the racketeering. And that's where he should be taken to the woodshed, and he may lose the election because of it. Here's the clip. We'll get Jim Hoff's take.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it.
Okay, and then he just goes on to say they're engaged at Democrat fraud at the election level and voter fraud. So, Jim, obviously we have a big audience. You've got a big audience. The audience knows what's going on. The audience of one, I think, is the most important. How do we get Trump to not just talk about obvious voter fraud, election fraud, mail-in ballots, 80 million of them. The Democrats admit, Democrat courts, you know, ruling they can hold it off. They admit that's their plan. I think he just needs to front and center attack their plan so people know what's coming to get folks ready. You're a smart guy. You have the president's ear. I'm sure you know that. They really like you a lot. They listen to you. What does Trump need to do? Because I quite frankly don't know what to do.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. Censorship was a big failing on this administration. They should have took, you know, control of this years ago. In fact, in March of 2018, the former Trump campaign manager, Brad Parscale, wrote to Facebook on Twitter and said that we're watching you. Well, he never did anything. And now Brad Parscale's out of the picture.
Yeah, we're monitoring the situation.
Right. And from what happened to you, Alex, is just unimaginable in this country, what they've done to you and your organization. They've also, you know, hit us tremendously at Gateway Pundit. And like I've mentioned several times, a third of our traffic used to come from Facebook. Now it's down to about 8%. And, you know, so we don't rely on it as much anymore. But it's tragic. And I wish the administration would have known and would have acted on this sooner, because this is going to be a big problem. I hope he takes care of this in his second term. The other thing is this voter fraud. After last week, we wrote on Gateway Pundit, there were several stories about how Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and then North Carolina were moving. These courts were moving to push, you know, extended voting periods. and ballot harvesting.
It's all the battleground states, and they're going to hold it up, Jim. I know you know this. That they're officially saying they're going to hold it up, and then Pelosi is going to vote on who the president is. I mean, what does Trump do about this?
Right. Right. Well, I was very upset about this. I did reach out to the Trump campaign, and I was able to get a few answers. And what is a little bit of hope here is that I do see that they are starting to press back against these courts in these different states. They're having some success already, but this has to continue, and it has to be taken care of before the election. I think there's a congressman out there we wrote about yesterday who also has a legislation where he's saying that the ballots need to be turned in and counted within 24 hours of Election Day, which would be on November 4th. They need to be counted. And I think that's being responsible. I don't think Americans want to have this dragged out process where Democrats are finding stacks of ballots in the trunks of cars and things like that. I think most Americans want to have law and order. I think you're right. Trump needs to push this. His campaign needs to push this harder. But I do see that they're starting to take some steps, and they sent me some information on that. They actually have a website up. I don't remember it right now. We've linked to it.
Sure, to report fraud if you see it. I'm just saying it's good to expose the fraud, but they're going to use holding it off as the confusion, as the crisis. We need to get the Supreme Court ready to act, which is why this new nominee is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that has to be taken care of. I see Lindsey Graham is doing the first committee vote on the 15th. And, of course, the Senate isn't even scheduled to meet during this period because they're out for the, election period till past November.
I think you should call them back.
Absolutely. They'll have to. And they need to get this wonderful judge confirmed.
Jim Hoff, last question. You were at the very front, and this is one of the few areas where I thought it was a scam, a Chi-Com scam to shut things down, to win the trade war, to shut down Hong Kong that was starting to get away from them. But I was still like, oh, it could be deadly. Looks like they're exaggerating. Looks like it's fake. You were up front. Your brother, a great scientist, all the scientists you had on as writers. You've been totally vindicated about COVID. But now we're just inside this. Now they've got lockdown too. You know, your comments on this whole situation.
I think it's outrageous. We were right. Also, Alex, we reported last week that the U.S. is using different counting methods to make it look like we have 200,000 deaths, as you said. If we'd use counting methods like several countries, we'd have half as many deaths, which would make it a bad flu season. Those are the numbers that we're seeing. Of course, we're not going to hear that from our mainstream media. And I just don't think Americans are going to go for another round of this shutdown. I don't think the economy can handle it. And I certainly know that Donald Trump won't go for that.
I agree with you. What else do you think the president can do? Because I know this show gets to him, what you say gets to him, and he's more and more isolated. There's only a few people that are around him. In 60 seconds, Jim Hogg, what else do you want to impart to President Trump?
Yeah, I think it was important last night that he showed the difference between him and Joe Biden. Trump's a fighter. That's why we love him. That's why you love him. That's why I love him, because he doesn't take the crap. He throws it right back in people's faces. And I think there's going to be a big push from the people around him to tell him to calm down, to tell him to be respectful and to act presidential. Well, they only say this to Donald Trump. They never say this to anyone he's on stage with. So I hope he doesn't take that advice, because I think Americans want a fighter. I hope he's able to get like he started to last night. I hope he's able to ask the questions if they're not being asked, and to promote his own record, because it's stellar. It's absolutely outstanding. And I pray to God that, Americans are going to see through that. And I do believe that they will.
I think we're going to see a landslide. We need the next debate opened up where they have time to say what they want, opening and closing statements. Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
This is your last chance to get a patent.
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Reed, Geo, and Matthew. Before investigative journalist Sean Rappaport takes over later in the next hour, one of your calls here in a moment. Roger Stone sent us an exclusive response. Will premiere coming up the start of the next segment on his view on how Trump did in the debate last night. So we thank Roger for his important contribution. Well, it's an ongoing hearing right now as former disgraced FBI Director James Comey testifies to the Judiciary Committee on the illegal spying on President Trump, his campaign, and even once he was president. And, of course, Comey twice lied to Congress and said there was no surveillance by the FBI during the campaign or once he was president-elect or president. He should be indicted. You talk about perjury to Congress. This is open and shut. But constitutional lawyer Ted Cruz took him to the woodshed and knocked it out of the park. This just happened a few minutes ago.
All right, let's shift to another topic. On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
All right, I'm going to make a final point because my time has expired. This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities: that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent. This has done severe damage to the professionals and the honorable men and women at the FBI, because law enforcement should not be used as a political weapon. And that is the legacy you've left.
That's called truth, veritas, out of the park. That's why I love Ted Cruz, man, when he got dirty with the Never Trumpers against Trump. It was terrible, but he's a real asset. He'd be a great president. He would run circles around these globals. That's why they're scared, too. They know Rand Paul's coming up. Ted Cruz is coming up. Well, that'd be a good ticket. Cruz, Paul. I just love this country. Oh, man. All right, let's go to your phone calls here. So it doesn't matter if Comey never gets in trouble for his crimes. He's hated. He's known who he is. He's a disgusting creature. But I know Trump's lawyers. I know people inside the system that are around these people, and they say, Alex, you don't understand. The average Harvard FBI agent or prosecutor is literally an idiot that actually thinks Nazis are everywhere and actually thinks Trump's a Russian agent. They are super low IQ, man, because the globalist criminals pick idiots. Now, Comey's not an idiot. He's smart. He's evil. But they literally have morons, folks. Morons. That when the FBI gets ordered to SWAT team a medical doctor prescribing vitamin C as a preventative for COVID, totally legal, totally legitimate, like saying take water with you into the desert, the FBI gets freaked out in court once it comes out that it was totally legal. The FBI doesn't even know you need vitamin C. When Fauci says go SWAT team them, they do it. I'm not saying all FBI are that dumb, but man, you just cannot underestimate how stupid the government is. I mean, it is. I used to always think that there is conspiracy at the top, but at low level, it's just like Barney Fife or something, man. It's crazy. All right, I'm ranting. It's just like you know stuff, and you tell people, and they think you're showing off, and you made it up. And I just keep projecting my intelligence onto people. But you know who I project intelligence onto who has it? It's the grassroots. It's the hardworking people that live in the real world. It's these Ivy League people that are 2-3 generations of Ivy League that my buddy calls them aliens, meaning they don't know how to do it. It's like when George Bush Sr. 15 years after scanners came out, he's at a grocery store and he goes, "What's that?" Because the dude doesn't go to the grocery store his whole life. That's the Ivy Leaguers, folks. People bring them their food. They make them their food. So I go to your calls. Who's been on the longest? Is it Dave? Yeah, it's Dave. Dave in California and then Alberto and others. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, this is Dave, Hollywood Dave in CIA mind-controlled Los Angeles. Pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
First off, I would like to congratulate you on exposing Joe Biden's blood doping. Oddly enough, I'm working on a script here. I'm sort of a Hollywood insider on a movie called Blood Deal, and that is the elitist use of blood doping and so forth. And we know that this goes not only through the government, but Silicon Valley.
Hey, we ought to get your number. I'll talk to you off air. You know, the number one thing I get hit on the street with now, it's not when are you on Joe Rogan next. That's usually what I'm asked for the last year. It's adrenochrome and blood doping. People really have gotten aware of this, haven't they?
Now, here's the problem. We don't have the propaganda machine that they do to create the films to get out such a – what a magnificent film. Doesn't everyone want to see an adrenochrome film? I do. I want to see an elitist film about the actual blood doping that's occurring. It can be based on truth and, of course, a little bit of Hollywood fiction. We don't have the propaganda machine. I'm a Hollywood insider. I've been here for 20 years. I can tell you, these people love Aleister Crowley. They conduct rituals. They make sacrificial altars and so forth. This has been going on for a long time, Alex, as you know. The power here is dark. I am a survivor solely because, let's say, my spiritual beliefs have kept me from getting mind-controlled and brainwashed. I can tell you the musicians, the actors I've been around, they are complete Leninist Marxists. They are completely brainwashed, and they're not stupid people. They know exactly what's happening. They know exactly that the Democrats are going to steal the election. They're going to do everything that we absolutely think they're not going to do. Look at what's already happened. Look at the control globally that they have.
Well, that's it. Jim Hoff's a smart guy, but you heard his confidence. I was talking to high-level White House people 2 weeks ago and last week, and they're like, oh, but the Supreme Court will stop it. The point is the Democrats are going ahead with this, and even if the Supreme Court says they're wrong, they're saying they're going to secede states. Okay, they won't get away with it. Great. We need to address that. When the Speaker of the House is saying we're going to have states secede, we need to get ahead of that. You know what I mean?
Saying that the white supremacists are the main problem when BLM is burning down the cities, and here they are in the debate getting Trump to denounce the KKK and Antifa, but not BLM.
Can you, as if we like the KKK, exactly, and like Kyle Rittenhouse calling him a white supremacist. What sick defamation by Biden.
They got Trump to agree. Okay? Now, Trump did what he had to do last night, but he needs to be more reserved. He needs to step in and calmly debase everything.
No, I agree. He needs to not even respond to their fake question, start to answer, and then just attack. That's number one debating thing. When you're getting a fake debate, when you're getting double-teamed, you don't respond to their crap. You savage them. And he should have told Wallace, I'm not debating you. Be quiet. It's my time. He should have done that. But, I mean, again, that's Trump's style. He always is nice up front. When he gets attacked, he comes back a lot harder. Great call, Dave. All right, we got to really move quick now because I got all these callers. I'm going to get to all of you. I'm going to get to everybody. Alberto's up next, and Ron, and oh my gosh, David's been holding a long time, and Jerry, and Gio, and Reeve. We'll get to everybody.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99 but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Of hell. Get ready. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The answer to 1984.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I said I'd go to the exclusive Roger Stone video this segment. I don't want to get through the callers that have been holding. I'll take 2 segments the next hour, then head over to John Rappaport. It's always very informative and extremely important. So remember, I know you know all this stuff. You know as much as I do or more. Remember, only way we reach new people is when you share the articles, the videos. And you've been doing a kick-ass job. I'm willing to lose my life to quarterback this. In fact, it's an extreme honor. I don't have a death wish. I love life. I don't want to die. But I have no fear. I only have fear of failure and watching this evil unfold. And again, everybody says to me on the street, they go, aren't you vindicated? You must really feel good. It all came true like you said. I'm like, no, it doesn't feel good. And I'm not going to start crying here on air, folks, but, you know, I don't like having to think about what we're going to have to do when they start trying to come inject us and take our kids away. because the people we're going to have to stand up to, the people we're going to have to deal with, are just idiots. But nevertheless, I'm not rolling over to you. So if dying's what you're looking for, you came to the right place. And I don't like this part of my brain starting to turn on, but, you know, it's all turning on with you, too, and you all know it. My God, during the break, there's an article on Infowars.com that made me so pissed. And the video, we'll play it next hour before Rappaport comes on. COVID police crashed 10-year-old girl's birthday party and shut it down. Can't have six friends over to your birthday party, but your church can't be open, but the left, the BLM, and the sports games, they can all happen. This is just martial law. This is martial law training. And it's leftist jurisdictions where they finally get control, hire these little SJW police who won't respond to a rape or a murder. They're scared of thugs and criminals. They love, though, creeping out on you and your family. And so, it's been our acquiescence that's let these people do this. The problem is they run psyops. You know, the minute we start rising up physically to defeat them, they'll blow up a daycare center and say we did it. So that's why we had to have our rules of engagement absolutely spelled out clearly. And I'm not saying it's time for violence, but they're coming with inoculations. They're coming with it all. And I'm going to go to your calls. Separately, it's a symbiotic relationship, a non-zero-sum game, a win-win. A 360 win is the term I coined. You need high-quality, storable food. You need to get it. You need water filtration. They have the best system at preparewithalex.com. And that's the My Patriot Supply line. Under contracts, they have to sell it on a certain price on their site and the same price for distributors. They never do discounts. You notice we've had them as a sponsor 13 years. They're 14 years old. They're the biggest company now. They've got quality. People figured it out. They get it to you. You like it. It's got great packaging, high, you know, great ingredients. It was an eight-week wait, and everybody got their stuff early. Said 8 weeks, it was 6 weeks. Other places said they had food. They didn't. They lied to you. Or they had crap. They're down to a week or so to ship your food now, but they're going to have to go up in price in a few months because they're already having to buy out months ahead, and the supply chain's breaking down. So they extended the other sale, $150 off a three-month supply. People said, hey, we want the bigger food supplies. $300 off the 6 months, $600 off the year supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system, $25 off the Ready Hour wireless solar power charger, and $28 LED light. That is such a valuable thing to have. It's a great unit. So it's all there at preparewithalex.com or 888-411-0350, 888-411-0350. And that funds our operation. Then we have the other big sale going as well. InfoWars emergency election sale, total blowout, up to 60% off free shipping. Winter Sun, all of it, Vital Mineral Fusion, 8-pack power stack. It's all selling out, still discounted. And literally, it's not a gimmick. People know behind the scenes here. We are... You know, I put a mortgage on my house. I'm liquidating everything I've got. And we're going to continue on, you know, for months into the new year, even if they shut our bank accounts down. We've got backup plans because we know martial law and total hell's coming. I mean, it's more than a 50% chance we're going to have a civil war. Okay? I mean, we are, just get ready, people. Nothing you've seen is anything about what you're about to witness, okay? And by the grace of God, maybe we bypass most of this, but I think you all know we're not. I mean, you know what you're getting. You got children, folks. You got discernment. You know you got your spidey sense on right now. We're in deep crap. And I just want to get ready for it. So thank you all for your support. But your word of mouth is even more important to get the products. Just tell folks about the show. Let them know America's under attack. Let them know who the globalists are. Now they're ready to hear the truth. I'm done talking about that. All right, Alberto in California. Then we'll go to everybody else, like David in Michigan. Alberto, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, love you, my brother.
Love you, brother.
We're prepared because of you. Last night, you know, me and my wife were excited about watching the debates. We were expecting Trump to just slap Joe around politically for an hour and a half. And he did good, man. He did great. But we felt like he wasn't calling out the hoaxes, kind of echoing what everybody else is saying. The whole climate change hoax, the mask hoax, And
well, that's a good point. He played along with, we've cut our carbon. No, call the whole fraud out. China makes zero cuts. Why do we make cuts? It's made up. I agree. No, he dropped the ball on a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. And we felt like he was dancing around the topic. And we're the boots on the ground trying to expose this hoax. And, you know, it just kind of kills the morale, you know, for that. And he's just giving legitimacy to their narrative.
Well, that's what Robert Barnes, who will be joining us probably tonight or tomorrow, said. He's right. Trump is too surrounded by establishment people now, and they're trying to tell him, look presidential. Well, I mean, did Biden look presidential? Did Chris Wallace? No, because they're little globalists. He needed to attack them. I agree. I still think overall he did some good stuff. I'm not going to just get on the bandwagon. He sucked. But no, your point about the carbon tax, the climate change, he knows that's a fraud. Just attack it as a fraud. Quit trying to get Democrat voters over. No, they don't, they're not going to vote for you. Get your grassroots out. Anything else, Alberto?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, another thing, too, is he could have just gone after Chris Wallace. He did a little bit, but he should have just said, called him on the carpet. Hey, why are you softballing pitches to Joe? Call him out on Antifa. Call him out on BLM. Have him.
Yeah, they're like, are you going to have your people be violent? He's like, are you kidding? You're the ones with the Democrats burning down a country. You're a joke. No, I agree. I would have destroyed Chris Wallace. I would have annihilated Joe Biden. I mean, you would have too.
You know, and you know what? I think you've nailed it so many times. He needs to do a fireside chat. He needs to level with the American people. Because if he wants to go after that swing vote, he wants to go to those people that are asleep. The leftists forget about them. They're never going to wake up. You know, you might get.
Why do you think he won the CNN poll like 10-1 and the Telemundo poll, though? Because, I mean, clearly people thought he won, just not as good as he should have.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm a Latino. I speak Spanish. My parents are from El Salvador. They're total Trump supporters. And let me tell you, they're Trump supporters with all the lies they're hearing from Telemundo and Univision and all that other stuff. So if he would just do a fireside chat, just level with the American people, there's going to be more Hispanics that are going to wake up. I know a bunch of them that have woken up through the lies because they can see it. They're good people, and they know a lie when they hear one. They see the truth when it's true. And a lot of them are actually pro, a wall and pro, you know, strong.
Well, sure, they get any country has to have borders, and the idea that we shouldn't have is insane. God bless you, Alberto. We love you. All right, let's go to who's up holding the longest here. David in Michigan. Thanks for holding, brother. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? This is David. I'm just calling because I'm a truck driver out of Michigan, and last night I was listening to my local radio station, WSJW, and they linked into the CBS live stream, and before the debate, they were saying that there's only 6% of the American public that was undecided. And this is over a month before the actual election. And going back, if you look at the numbers, 30 days to 60 days before an election, the undecideds are anywhere between 10 to 20%. So the undecideds are very low. And I just think that...
I totally agree with you, and I think kissing the ass, I think conservatives are mad because he played along with some of their pet projects like he's going to get Democrats to vote for him. He's not.
Yeah, and of course, of that 6%, you know, only three of those are actually going to vote. So, you know, just being involved in the political process for so long, I am in my mid 30s, but I've been active since I was in high school, and just most people are just dumb.
they're just not awake. They're in a trance. Are you smelling a Trump victory or defeat?
I think he's going to win by.
I agree. They're going to still contest it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.